Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello, fellow gaming fans. Welcome back to the Video Gamers Podcast. It's time for us to cover This Week in Gaming, where we break down recent gaming news over the last 7 days. I am your host, Paul, and with me, he just wants to play the game, but he's too busy loading programs and looking at ads. It's Josh.
Just let me play. Let me play the game.
There it is.
I know. I'm not sure I like that this has become my like catchphrase, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Old man shakes fist at clouds. That's
yes. It definitely has a little bit of old man energy.
Old gamer rages at game industry.
You know? There you go.
God.
Oh. And then joining Josh and me, he's just a regular demigod. What can he say except you're welcome? It's Ryan.
Moana.
There it is. We might have a new Overwatch character that might feel a little reminiscent of maybe a character that The Rock voices.
You don't say. Didn't look almost exactly like it at all.
Yeah. All right, guys, we have a lot of news to cover this week. Let's get into it. I think the biggest news of the week is coming courtesy of BlizzCon 2023. Probably a good place to start. We got announcements of a new tank hero in Overwatch 2. We heard about an expansion for Diablo 4. And we also heard about three expansions coming for World of Warcraft, the game that just can't seem to die. Where do you guys want to start? Where should we begin?
I'll tell you where we start. I'll tell you where.
Ryan wants to talk about Diablo.
No, I don't. I want to talk about IGN. IGN.
Oh, okay.
You're awesome. You've done a lot for gaming over all these years. Your website, if I have to get all these stinking ads in my stupid web browser shifting and all that anymore, I swear on everything that is holy, dude. I was just trying to watch these videos. I kept shifting, are you over 18? And then the website would shift and I'd accidentally click no. And I'm like, oh, and I have to reload. And then all of a sudden another ad would pop up. And then it was just, I was inundated with ads and just the website shifting and moving, and it moved to the ad instead of video I was watching when it would start it up. IGN, get it together, man.
Oh, they're making so much money, man. What's funny is if you go directly to YouTube and just watch the trailer, most game companies don't put ads before their trailer, so you can just hop straight in. IGN is inserting ads in front of the trailers to get the
It's the same ad.
It is the same.
So if you watch eight videos in one article, you're gonna see the same ad eight times.
Yeah.
I totally agree. IGN's video player is horrifically bad. Terrible. I don't remember, it wasn't all that long ago. I remember telling you guys, just so you know, I got this info from this IGN article, but here's all the YouTube links.
Yes.
Yes.
That way you don't have to bother. Oh, it's horrendous. All right. So now that we got the drive-by on IGN out of the way, what should we cover here first?
I actually played the new Overwatch character. He is a tank. His name is Mogwa, I think is how they say it. I don't know. I feel like I'm butchering that.
I think it's just Maga. Mogwa.
Oh,
is
Mogwa
the villain.
That's right.
Last of the Mohicans.
That's right. I hate that
which
guy.
We love. Love that movie.
It's interesting. I will say it's funny because I like the way that he plays. He's got dual Gatling guns. You use the left gun to like catch somebody on fire, and then the right gun does critical damage to people that are on fire, so you can melt people. You can shoot them both at the same time, and the spread is bananas. So, but if you're point blank on somebody, it will melt them. He has this unstoppable charge, which means if you get bashed or Doomfist punched or anything, it does not stop his charge, which is kind of neat. And then he does like this leap at the end and it knocks people down for like a half a second. And then he has an AoE aura that allows your teammates that are in the aura to heal themselves as they do damage. So you basically get like Reaper's passive in that case. So I played two little matches with him. He seems fine. My daughter, who is a big fan of Overwatch, came in and she said, "Dad, this guy just looks like he doesn't fit in the game though. Like he's very cartoony.
And very this large.
This is what you guys were talking about. There, most of the Overwatch characters have the same art style or something like that. Maga just looks weird to me. And my daughter, who didn't even know that he was out yet, came in, watched me, and said, "He looks kind of weird, like he doesn't fit in this game." And I went, "You are absolutely right. I don't know what's going on there." It also is a little cheesy that they made him look exactly like what is his name from Moana? Is it Moana? Moana's the girl.
No,
right?
Moana's the girl.
Yeah. So what's the dude's Maui, name? Maui.
Think, right.
Is it Maui? I don't know. I don't remember.
I haven't seen Moana in a while.
So anyway, it looks exactly. I mean, it is the most like Disney representation of like a Samoan you could possibly imagine. So then I was kind of like, is this not? Like, is this not a little weird? Like, you know, Samoans don't all look exactly the same, man. Like,
they all look like The Rock, you know, according to, like, to these animators.
So, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a little underwhelmed at this point. I fear for the future of Overwatch, to be honest.
And fact check, his name is Maui.
Maui.
All right.
Yeah. You were right, Ryan.
The demigod.
I think you also left out, Josh, one of his coolest abilities is his ult, which is cage fight.
I wrecked a team with his ult, to be honest.
Now we're talking.
What cage fight does is it ropes everybody within a wide area.
With chains.
With chains, and then it puts a Symmetra-type barrier around everybody. And so they can't leave the cage. You get unlimited ammo, so you can just dual Gatling gun the whole time, and they try to just run away and they can't. And so that was a really fun ultimate. I had because I was just playing the free play. So I had a Ramattra on my team that popped his ult at the same time because the AoE just lines up perfectly. And it was an entire team wipe with just two ults. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, if only I had any desire to play Overwatch 2. It's been uninstalled. I have had zero inkling to get back into it. I will say his character seemed fun. Like, I liked his voice lines, but I did agree that the animation was just a little odd seeing him next to, like, Widow and Reaper and Mercy. And maybe it's because they've been around longer. I'm sure the first time I saw Winston, I thought it was the weirdest thing. So maybe he'll grow on us.
Maybe, I don't know. But they're letting you play him right now for the next 24 hours. But then it's like, but then we're going to take him away and lock him behind a paywall, guys. And I'm just kind of like, dirty, dirty Blizzard.
Well, unfortunately, that's going to be a common theme of everything we're covering.
Oh, you don't say.
Let's talk about the Warcraft expansions. All right. World of Warcraft, gosh, when did that game release? 2004, I want to say. It's got to be almost 20 years.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, they announced not one, not
2004
two.
2004 is when it released.
Okay, there you go. They announced three upcoming expansions that are all part of an overall narrative that they are calling the World Soul Saga. This next expansion will actually be the 10th, believe it or not. It is called The War Within. It's going to release sometime next year. After that, we get an expansion called Midnight, which will take place in Kael'thas, which is, I believe, first introduced in Burning Crusade. After that, they're going to release The Last Titan, which takes place in Northrend, which is where Wrath of the Lich King was. But I think the biggest news story out of this is not so much the names of the expansions or what is in them, but rather the price. I assume you guys read a little bit about how people are feeling about the different tiers of what's available here.
Dude,
Are these more shady business practices?
I'll tell you what. We have not been opposed to paying a little bit more. It's usually in the realm of $10 for early access. I think we all did that with Diablo, right? Diablo 4 was coming out. Now, part of that is we want to get playtime in and review, like our review out quickly for everybody. But if I remember right, the Diablo 4 early access was, $10 more. I mean, people are paying for early access. Sometimes you pay for that 3 days early access if you pre-order something like that. Blizzard is making a $90 version of an expansion. Now, this is not your $20 expansion, keep paying us monthly. This is $90 to get this expansion so that you can play like 5 days early. Is it 3 days early? That's even worse, Paul.
Oh, no.
You know, and here's the thing. MMOs have become rather competitive, right? Especially with World of Warcraft, where we want to be the world's first to clear this raid or beat this boss or just get a jump on things. And when you allow people early access to an MMO where the world is persistent and progression is persistent, it's a little bit like cheating in a way. You know, now I know a lot of people go, well, I don't play that way, but there are a lot of people that do. You know, and so we saw this with Diablo 4, where people were complaining and saying, well, this isn't fair. They're going to get like a 3 day head start. They're going to be doing endgame content before I am. And it's kind of like Blizzard don't care.
Blizzard's got to make that money.
Yeah. So the base game is only $50. There's also a $70 option that's got some cosmetics. If you go all the way up to 90, sure. It also includes 30 days of game subscription. So that's like your only other bonus. Here's the thing, though. Like, Ryan, do you think this is a predatory practice by Blizzard, or do you think there's also some responsibility on gamers? Because gamers are ultimately the ones that are feeling the FOMO and are shelling out the extra money, but then crying about it. Like, honestly, people are going to play this expansion for over a year. So is waiting 3 days really that big of a deal? Like, part of me says it's shady by Blizzard, but I'm almost like more upset with gamers. Like, just wait 3 days. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, if nobody bought it, they wouldn't do it anymore. They wouldn't be doing it. Exactly.
Just wait.
So just wait. Remember the days when games were released when they were released and then you got it and or you waited in line for your hard copy, you know? Sounding like an old man here, but you would get the game and then you would play it and then you would go out and, you know, go forth into the game and explore. And it's just now it's obviously as a company, and this is what sucks as companies grow and they get larger and they have bottom lines, they look at black and white and dollars and negatives, and then they're just, it's money, 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 money. So the further this gets into this realm, the worse I feel about it. I just, yeah, it's definitely both, but I feel that the gamers need to be patient, wait a couple days, and they're not going to keep doing these things because all they're going to do is they're going to keep pushing the envelope. They're going to keep trying to get little bits, more and more, $5 extra for this. Oh, this feature, that feature. And they're going to keep getting as much as they can out of you. And until we sit and say, no, we're not doing this anymore, give us the full game. We want it to be ready when we buy it, or the game to be ready when we buy it. And we just want to be able to play it with no issues. That doesn't seem like too much to ask. So, yeah,
listen to this
guy.
He wants to be able to play a game at the cost when it's promised.
How dare you be reasonable, Ryan? Yeah, I mean, I honestly hate to say this, but it is the fault of the gamers. These companies are trying these things, and gamers are shelling out for it.
They're eating it up.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, so then you get a company that goes, well, dude, we just charged $90 for an expansion. We had 50,000 people that bought this for the 3 days early access. You know, why would we not do this in the future? I hate this. And Blizzard is the front runner for this because we just saw it with the season for Overwatch, because I don't play WoW, but I do play Overwatch from time to time still. And they had the Moira skin, the Mythic Moira skin, where it was $40 to buy the Lilith Moira skin. Actually, I don't even know if it's a Mythic skin or not. But $40 for a skin for one character?
And do you remember when people freaked out over $2.50 for horse armor in Oblivion? People rebelled against that. And nowadays, Like, people don't, they're not even complaining so much anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's your money. You do what you want with your money. Like, we're not, I'm not slamming anybody that bought the Moira skin, right? If you have the means and you wanted to buy it, I know my daughter was like really foaming at the mouth. She's like, man, that Moira skin is awesome. And I was like, you're not spending $40, kid. Sorry. But, you know, but I mean, if you bought it and you love it, then I'm happy for you. The issue is that this will continue and they will continue to raise the price and push the envelope until they find the limit for people, you know, at that point. And then they'll back it down like $5 and then they'll just keep doing it and keep doing it. We're going to keep seeing this as long as people continue to give them money for things like this. And so ultimately it's the gamer's fault for buying into this.
Yeah. So this is an extra $40 for 3 days. Like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Extra $80 for 2 days?
I mean,
$100 for 1 day?
The problem is there's people that don't care. They have the money and they'll give the money regardless.
You know?
And
totally
so,
right.
I mean, I don't have that kind of money, but there are people out there that do. And so they will just, yeah, I don't care. Oh, I get 24 hours for another $100. Yeah, I'm in. What's $100 to me?
Yeah. All right. And then Diablo 4 announced their first DLC. This will be, or expansion. It'll be called Vessel of Hatred. It is going to bring in a brand new class, which people are pretty sure is going to be called Spiritborn, according to recent data mines. Of course, that might just be a placeholder, or they may have changed it. I really hope it's just a placeholder. We've already got Dragonborn from Elder Scrolls. We've got Starborn from Starfield. Yeah. Quit it with the Borns. All right.
Yeah.
Get creative. Come up with something else. Not a whole lot to talk about here, right, guys? I mean, they didn't tell us very much about it. There's a 45-second video. It just has some voiceover regarding Mephisto and Sanctuary. It's supposed to come out late 2024, so who knows how far along they even are. Are any of us going to buy this? Do any of us care?
I don't. I mean, here's the thing with Diablo 4. I know they're doing the patches. I know they're doing the season because they've made Diablo 4 a games as a service now. You know, and so they have the seasons and the passes and all that stuff. I don't care. I played the game. I have very little desire to hop back into Diablo 4 at this point. If you tell me that there's an expansion with a new character to play, my brain just goes, but it's the same game. At that point, you know, if I wanted to play the game, I'd just go play the game, do some endgame content, do some dungeons and get my fix. So for I'm not the person that cares about this at this point, because it just I kind of hit that end for Diablo 4 and I enjoyed the ride, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I'll care twice about however many expansions they add to this.
Yeah, base game was great. I just have zero desire to pay for more. Ryan, do you feel the same way, or do you think this is something you might pick up, being probably the biggest Diablo fan out of us?
Blizzard's gonna get their money out of me, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, you think so?
I've honestly been, you know, with as many games as we have to play and cover, like I've said a million times, I feel like there's so many games that I haven't even really scratched the surface and really dove into, and Diablo's one of them. I haven't been able to play a ton of endgame content, so I would relish the time to be able to just get back in, dive into it, have some new stuff. So I'm excited, you know.
All right, well, that's good. I'm glad one of us is.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have some bills to pay here for the show. We would like to let everyone know about Patreon support. If you enjoy what we do here, you've been listening for a while, you want to, you know, maybe sign up for a month, give us a little bit of a tip, or if you want to have ongoing support, we would really appreciate that. Almost entirely our support comes from listeners as opposed to the ads. So if you want to go check it out, you can go to multiplayersquad.com. If you sign up, you get amazing perks like bonus episodes. You'll get a shout out on the show and it helps keep our show running. We would be very grateful if you would go check that out. And also make sure to toss us a follow on socials everywhere at Video Gamers Pod. All right, let's go ahead and take a short break and we'll be right back. All right, fellas, we're kind of quickly running out of time. Maybe we can try to hit these stories here relatively quick. All right, the survival MMO the day before. We've talked about it a lot. We've trashed it a lot. The game was once the most wishlisted game on all of Steam. It saw several delays, kind of fell out of favor, it seemed, a little bit. There were issues with the name not even being trademarked. We thought they might have to change the name. Turns out that's going to stay the same. They were asking for volunteers to help make the game, things that don't exactly inspire confidence. The game was set for release on December 7th. Now it's technically been downgraded to an early access release on December 7th. Really just a fancy way to say it's delayed yet again.
Yeah.
But the game's had a little bit of a resurgence. They released the final trailer, and the game is now back at the top of the wishlist chart. It passed the finals, Hades 2 and Hollow Knight Silksong. Josh, I think you and I have been the most critical about it, probably even before Ryan had joined the show. Do we stand by our previous assessment, or have we seen anything here to make us maybe reassess our thoughts?
I will not believe anything that I read or hear about this game until it is coming from fellow gamers, to be honest with you. I'm just super skeptical. This game has had a shady development history. Incompetence with things like you said, not trademarking your name.
Not having a PR person.
No PR department. You know, there's been absolutely proven instances of them ripping off assets from other games. So that doesn't instill confidence in me. There's just so many warning flags that are going up. And they finally came out and they said, listen, we're back. You can play it. We have a game. We really have a game. You can play it December 7th. We're going to call it early access because this is probably the state we would have released the game in. But we've learned from other people, if you call it early access, then you have excuses when your game's not done. And so I think that's honestly the route that they're going. They did give a new trailer. Didn't show anything other than an inventory system and some what I thought were much improved graphics, but I feel like anybody can pump up the ray tracing and the lighting for a few cutscenes, or
it's all pre-rendered.
Right.
None of it's gameplay.
5 seconds of gameplay to say, look how good our game looks. And I'm like, I'm not buying it, man. Do I want an awesome survival apocalyptic MMO? Abso-freaking-lutely. Like, the premise of this game, I think, is what gets people hyped and why it's wishlisted so much, but I just don't trust it. I would absolutely love to be proven wrong on this and have this game come out and people be like, yo, this is the most fun I have had in a game in a long time. But all the things that we have seen, including the gameplay that they showed off a while back, I think it was last year, where the zombies were dumb. They'd sit still for like 3 seconds after you shot them. The AI looked terrible. There's so many things with this game that I just don't trust. So for me, I'm out until I hear from real players that this game is great.
Ryan, any thoughts on...
I like how you were waiting for me there. So I am a sucker for a post-apocalyptic world, especially if you can coordinate that with a nice quality MMO with a good kind of environment, good economy. You have to dodge other players and also the environment, and then just that realm. To me, like Josh said, I hope this is good, because I would love it. Do I think it's going to be? It's kind of up in the air. But again, I know these people, I'm sure they're trying their best, and they're you know, wanting to produce a good game. Will they or not is the question. So I hope so. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and eyes peeled and listen to kind of what people say about it once it comes out. But I guess it's just, we just have to wait to whenever it comes out. See what actually the game is.
Yeah. I'll be a little bolder in this. I've already said on the pod months ago, if not a year ago, this game is DOA. This is going to be like Skull and Crossbones. Like, from day one, Josh and I were like, Skull and Bones is no good. Stay away. Don't even hold out hope. It's not going to be good. Day before, I feel exactly the same way. And I might be wrong. I said Hogwarts Legacy was going to be a huge bust and really boring gameplay, and it was one of the funnest games I've played this year. So I very well could be wrong, but I'm just saying right now, temper expectations hardcore. I think this game is going to be an absolute bust. I think all the people that are wishlisting it, for the most part, just see the fancy trailers, and they probably don't follow the news behind the trailers, probably aren't aware, so... I'm not on a crusade against the game, but my goodness, it's don't expect anything good to come out of this one. I think it's going to be an absolute disaster.
Too many warning signs.
Yeah. This one, I think we can just kind of blaze by pretty quickly. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, that did release in early access this week and has a full release here in a couple days. Players, a little bit less than enthused, I would say, about the game. Little bit of a disastrous release. In order to play the game, you have to first launch Modern Warfare 2, select Modern Warfare 3, click to launch, and then it restarts the game in Modern Warfare 3. And you also get to look at ads. People aren't terribly happy. Activision, not so sure this was the best way to go about it, but this is what you get to deal with as a Call of Duty fan in 2023.
This goes back to the this is the gamer's fault. Modern Warfare 3 is reusing map assets from Warzone, and so they have just straight up just lifted parts of the Warzone map and said, here we go, this is Modern Warfare 3. They're reusing weapons from Modern Warfare 2. People have confirmed that they're reusing some assets from Modern Warfare 2. And the, you know, the campaign is out. I've seen a couple people saying, oh, campaign's good. It's like 3 hours long. Nobody's playing Modern Warfare for the campaign. We get that, right? But if you Call of Duty players out there are buying every single Call of Duty game that comes out without every any year. Forethought, and yeah. then you're mad because guess what? This is basically Modern Warfare 2 with a different splash screen and maybe some other change out there somewhere. I don't know because I don't really buy Call of Duty games or play them. But I mean, again, this is on the gamers, dude. Until we stop, until Modern Warfare 3 completely flops and they go, oh, man. Like, wow, we're sorry. And then we get the apology letter from them, just like every other game that's come out lately. You know, it's one of those things where just you guys know. I remember we have a buddy that is a huge Call of Duty fan. And he was like, hey, are you guys picking up Modern Warfare 3? And I remember just asking him, what's wrong with you, man?
No.
Like, you know this game is going to be the exact same. And he's like, I know, but I can't help myself, man. It's just like, well, that's what you get.
Well, it all comes to like, you know, kind of just everybody else getting it. I got to get it. It's that FOMO and it's the new one. Same. It's akin to like Madden. Like this, it's the same game as like 5 years ago.
Yep.
It's just, oh, some updated players, you know, whoop-de-doo. It's the same game. And that's why I mean, remember when, I know you said like you don't buy it for the campaign. Remember when the campaign was sweet? Like you would get it and you'd have an awesome campaign and then you could play online and it was just, it was overall a great experience. Now it's just they just keep pumping them out every year. Oh, we'll tweak this little thing, and these stupid cheap gamers will just keep buying it. Ha ha ha! And they just sit back and enjoy life, you know, with all their money.
The crazy thing to me is, you ask people 3 weeks from now how they're liking Modern Warfare 3, and I feel like 80% of them are going to be mad at the game. You know, but it's like, but you're going into it knowing that you're going to be mad at it a couple weeks from now. Why are you doing that to yourself?
Well, especially because in this case, we know that it started as a DLC project for Modern Warfare 2. It's not really a sequel. They tried their best under a time crunch to make it a standalone title. Gamers, I think, kind of knew going into this, it probably wasn't going to be the best, but it's every single year. What do we see within the top three sellers? Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Every single year, it's up there. So this is just, I think, what we can expect moving forward, especially with, you know, Activision being involved. All right, getting into our last story of the day. I think this one is probably the most optimistic, finally, the most positive.
Oh, yes.
Finally,
but it's kind of a non-story, but I think we all wanted to talk about it anyway. To kick this off here, are all three of us big Gears of War fans?
Yes.
Yeah,
me too. Always loved the series. I kind of fizzled after 3. I don't really even remember why, but I have such fond memories, especially of the first two. Well, this week, Gears of War creator Cliff Bleszinski said to comicbook.com that he's available for consultation if Microsoft wants to give him a call, and he suggested that maybe Microsoft should give it, quote, a little bit of a reboot like God of War from 2018. What are your guys' thoughts on this?
Give it to me. Gears of War was always a good series. I fell off too. I actually played 4. I never played 5. And I enjoyed 4 a good bit. Like, I didn't feel like I, you know, had wasted my money. I remember not being blown away, but I definitely got my money's worth out of it as well. Dude, Gears of War is a phenomenal series. I don't know why it fell into obscurity at this point. You know, maybe they didn't innovate enough from like 3 to 4 to 5 or whatever. People just got tired of it. I don't know. But if there's ever a series where I go, I could see this being made in Unreal Engine 5 with some gameplay tweaks and some current, you know, game trends or, you know, whatever, I would instantly be very excited about this. So I'm with him in the sense that it's like, this thing is begging to be revisited and remade.
I think so too.
Yeah. And so I'm in, man. Go for it. You tell me this happening, I'm going to instantly be excited.
Yeah. As someone who I've, everything nowadays seems to be a reboot or a revamp. There's no original ideas anymore in, you know, the movie industry or gaming. This is one I can get behind. I love Gears of War. It came out, the first one, what is it, November 2006-ish, I think. I looked somewhere up. Around so there. Yeah, somewhere right around there. So that's, to tell my age, that's when I graduated high school, was in 2006. So it was right at the time. I was a teenager. I was playing the game. I absolutely loved it. I still remember the trailers with Gary Jules' Mad World. And just that like, real kind of deep, dark game, and it just hyped you and sucked you in. So to revamp this and bring it back and do the tweaks with new graphics and new gameplay and something that could really draw you in, I am 100% for. I will geek out. I will watch all of the upcoming stuff about it, the news. And so hopefully they do something with this instead of all the stuff that's coming out nowadays.
I do love that it's just like no one's asking Cliff for his opinion. He's just kind of like yelling into the void, like, hello, Microsoft, hey, call guys. Me if you want me. I mean, I'll join that same call. Josh Ryan and I would love to be consulted for a Gears of War reboot. We'll throw our names in the hat out there, too. I mean, I don't know if this is anything that we're going to get. I think it's such a beloved IP that just sort of fell by the wayside. If you're like 15 years old, I don't even think like Gears of War means anything to you No. The way it would to like 30 somethings. I would love to see it rebooted. If they want it to take a little bit of a different twist and focus on, you know, like telling a story in a different way, I think that would be great. Regardless as to whether or not we end up getting the gameplay, we do know that Netflix is making a live action film, which I'll be very curious to check out. I mean, I still think there's a lot of meat on the bone with Gears of War, whether it's a reboot or maybe, you know, some kind of offshoot. But I hope we get something moving forward, because it just seems like such a waste to not have another good Gears of War game.
It's a good IP. It had good story. The gunplay was top notch. I mean, it really had a lot going for it. So if there was ever a game series that deserved a reboot, this would be one of them.
Yeah. As long as I got a shoddy and a machine gun chainsaw.
Yeah.
I'm good to go, baby.
Yeah.
And also the active reloading that you
that
got
was
in
such
Gears
a cool
of War.
Feature, dude. Yeah. Way to make reloading a way to be fun.
Yeah, I remember the game just feeling so like oppressive. The world was so gray and muted, but that was so cool in that day and time. Like they wouldn't necessarily have to make it the same way now, but find another way to be edgy and new. And I think we would love to see what they could come up with.
Yep.
All right. Well, that covers everything that we thought was important here for this week in gaming. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end of this episode. Make sure to go take a peek at those support options of Patreon over at multiplayersquad.com. And we hope that you'll check out another episode soon. Until next time, happy gaming.
See ya.
All right. See everybody.